Think of how many times you heard that gospel passage in the course of your lifetime. Though you don't often see it, this is what my weekly homilies look like. This week I went through 13 years of the third Sunday of Lent here, and another 13 years of the third Sunday of Lent in Annunciation Havertown. There's nothing else I got to say about the Samaritan woman. You heard it all already. So I figure when you can't talk about the gospel, why not flip back and talk about the first reading? Book of Exodus. Were you listening closely then? It's what I call, "What have you done for me lately, God?" These people, the Exodus recounts, the Israelites, who are sitting out in the desert getting thirsty and complaining, "Yeah, why didn't you just let us die in Egypt, God?" They're the same people who saw and witnessed all of the plagues in Egypt. They're the same families who put the Passover blood over their lintels so that God would not strike down their firstborn. It's the same crowd that went through the Red Sea on dry land. They saw all kinds of miracles from God, and now they're saying, get that last line, is the Lord really in our midst or not? You know how you say, yesterday's news is old news? All that God had done for the people of Israel during their escape from Egypt, once they get into the hardships of the desert, it's long gone. In fact, that murmuring, grumbling theme runs right through from Exodus through Numbers, Deuteronomy, all the way into the settlement of the land. Every time the Israelite people have some personal hardship, they go crying out to God saying, you don't care anymore. Wow. Sounds like some people I know. Sounds like me some days. What you and I may have in common with the people of old is that expectation that God's going to take care of everything. What he did before doesn't matter. He owes me now. What are you very dissatisfied with in your life right here today? Who's going to fix that? You or God? What do you mumble and grumble about in your life? I wish I had this. I wish I had that. If I only had that. You waiting for God to drop back down and say, I'll give you that? You expect? What does God have to do to convince you that he really is in your life? Got that long list of the people of the Israelites? The point is this. The scriptures tell us, with regard to the people of Israel, that when they confront the hardships of the here and now, they readily forget all the good that they've already received. You forget what God has done for you. And when this same people who are wandering through the desert meet God under Moses' leadership at Mount Sinai, the first thing God's going to say is, remember you guys, I'm the one who brought you out of Egypt. I'm the one who rescued you from slavery. I'm the one who gave you all this, and I'm going to give you more, a promised land. See, the secret is this. If we are able to remember the good we have experienced in the past, it provides a foundation for hope for the future while we struggle in the present. So this Lent, if you feel yourself a little overwhelmed, piled up, disappointed, dissatisfied, frustrated, wanting more, take some time to prayerfully reflect on all that you already have and allow that trust in God to be sustained even when you feel empty. Murmuring, grumbling, something we all human beings do. But it's because we forget. If we remember, we will have hope for the future.